Dictation for Ivan, I-V as in Victor, A-N, Robinson, July 29, 39. Address as a letter, Dr. Stron, S-T-R-O-N, 4632181. No, 4631713. Dear Dr. Stron, consultation Mr. Robinson, advanced renal failure. He's a prior patient of Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson. Comes accompanied with wife. He's been told about chronic kidney disease in the past. He uses hearing aids. Denies change of weight or appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. Has chronic incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. He's doing low sodium. He remains physically active in the furnace business for the last 60 years. Thinks amputation on the left lower extremity 15, 20 years ago. He stopped smoking and doing a low sodium. There is an arthritis on the knees, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies chest pain palpitation syncope. There is minor dyspnea, probably from COPD, no purulent material hemoptysis, uses inhalers as needed, no oxygen. Denies sleep apnea CPAP machine, denies orthopnea PND. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, long-term hypertension, heavy smoker until 15, 20 years ago, probably COPD, but has not required any oxygen, peripheral vascular disease. With procedures for lower extremities bilateral, and eventually left-sided below the knee amputation. Denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion, denies anemia, liver disease. He mentioned premature heartbeats. He is not aware of any other heart abnormalities, prior history of gout, kidney stone requiring surgical removal. A few years back at Lansing, doesn't know the type. Next paragraph, procedures including right-sided kidney stone, severe dysphagia requiring a PEG feeding, there was hiatal hernia, went to Cleveland Clinic, Nissen fund application done without problems, bilateral lens implant, all teeth are removed, wears upper and lower dentures, prior lumbar surgery for these problems, peripheral vascular disease with prior bypass, both right and lower extremities, sounds like aorto-iliac bypass, gallbladder surgery, right-sided hemicolectomy, but was not cancer. The first toe removed on the right-sided, close to the time of amputation on the left. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, he was a heavy smoker, 2 packs per day since age 20, discontinued at least 20 years back, minor beer intake, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, aspirin, Lasix, metoprolol, and Crestor. Next paragraph, on physical exam, elderly gentleman, very pleasant, alert to the intestine 3, no gross respiratory distress, wears hearing aids bilateral, blood pressure 122/78 on the right, 128/76 on the left, normal eye movements, upper lower dentures, no expressive aphasia dysarthria or facial asymmetry, no palpable neck masses, lymph nodes, no JVD, no carotid bruise or thyroid abnormalities, does have COPD emphysema, no pleural effusion, premature beats, background appears to be regular, no pericardial rap gallop, abdomen without distension, no palpable liver, spleen, or masses, has very decreased pulses, popliteal, dorsal pedis, left side below the knee amputation, right foot prior amputation, first stone, no cyanosis or gangrene, poor peripheral pulses. Next paragraph. Creatinine yesterday at 2.0, representing a GFR 32 stage 3B. Normal electrolyte, acid base, albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. No gross anemia with a normal white blood cell and platelets. Back in January, urine analysis negative for blood of protein. There is a prior CT scan abdomen and pelvis. This is from November last year. Kidneys without obstruction, no stone masses, no reported urinary retention. There is also a kidney ultrasound. This is from October this year, 10.6 on the right, 9.2 on the left, again, no obstruction. A prior Holter monitor sinus reading with PVCs, an echocardiogram from a year ago, November, ejection fraction in the 45-50%, minor other abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Lightly represents hypertensive changes. At the same time, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Present blood pressure appears to be well controlled. There has been no need to change diet for potassium, no need for bicarbonate replacement, no need for EPO treatment. Chemistries will be obtained every 3-4 months. No activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells. He's not on nephrotoxic agents. Continue management of other medical conditions, including heavy smoker with physical findings for COPD. Peripheral vascular disease, presently not symptomatic. He remains quite function, still even working 3-4 days a week in the furnace business. He is afraid about dialysis. I mentioned that dialysis is done for a person with GFR less than 15 and symptoms. We will monitor carefully, come back on the next 4 months, end of dictation.